magnificent. Where did you ever learn to sing that well?
I can answer that, Lady Dalrymple, if my deductions were correct, which they invariably are. Miss Daly studied in Paris for 10 years under Professor Montague.
Oh?
Am I right, Cass?
No, I just took 2 lessons in Griffith Park from a guy named Max.
Just as I thought.
Oh, well, I... Uh-oh.
Oh, what's the matter,
Cass? Oh, dear.
What are you looking for?
Oh, well, it's nothing important. One of my earrings is missing. I must have dropped it. Yeah.
Just a moment, Miss Daly. This may not be as unimportant as it seems. When did you first miss your earring?
When my head started drooping to one side. I thought I was tilted.
Ah. And was this a diamond earring?
Well, if it wasn't, I've been gypped out of $1.75.
Miss Daly, I have reason to believe that you are the victim of a sinister gang of criminals.
Say, Lottie Dalrymple, why is Basil making such a fuss about my earring?
Oh, the dear boy can't help himself. You see, he's played Sherlock Holmes so often on the radio. He fancies he really is the fellow.
This is similar to the case of a missing thimble. Underneath that simple theft was a trail of cruel, diabolical, cold-blooded murder. The police were baffled. Then I stepped in and put my foot down. Well... Don't just stand there. Help me get my foot out of the floor.
Well, look, never mind that. We've got to get the crook who stole my earring.
Ah, somebody at the door. I wonder who it could be. It couldn't be the Ronald Colemans. They don't know that I'm giving this party. It wouldn't be Clive Brook. He's in England. Maybe it's Reggie Gardner. No. He doesn't get up that early. Could it be Cyril Travers? No, he's dead. It wouldn't be the McIntyres. We don't speak. No, there's... nobody at the door. Absolutely nobody.
Nobody just knocked again.
Who could it be? It couldn't be the Simpsons. It couldn't...
Oh, possibly... now let's not go through that again. Come in.
My, what a weird-looking man. Who is he?
It's a very simple matter of deduction, Lady Dalrymple. This man is obviously a policeman, as you can tell by his feet. He is evidently attached to the Beverly Hills Police Department, as you can see by his sports jacket and sneakers. And now he's here on official business. Am I right, my good man?
I'm from the butcher. Where are you from?
Oh, no, not you again.
Yes, it's me again. Isn't it you again?
Oh, now, look, do you know what Senator Claghorn would say if he saw you?
Now, what?
That's a jerk, son.
Jerk, that is. Goodbye.
Now, look, Nasal, I mean the base of Basil, let's forget about my earring.
I'm sorry, Cassandra, but when I get on a case, the Sherlock Holmes instinct within me insists that I finish it. Now, I'll have to search everyone in this room, even you ladies.
Basil, you go too far. Don't you dare lay a hand on us. Speak for yourself, sister. Go ahead, Basil. I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I've got a better idea. I think I'll go upstairs and cross-examine that French maid.
That pretty little girl? Why, she wasn't even in the room.
Quiet, you. I know what I'm doing.
Say, is Sherlock Holmes supposed to be a bloodhound or a wolf?